Begin the new parak, parak Chavis, the 22nd parak of Masechta Shabbos. We begin on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. We begin on Amid Beis. Begin to taste the Masla to begin towards the Gemara. Mabad Shalei Yisprik, as long as he doesn't sponge it up. Which Tzitzit explained that the Yisrael Mabad Shalei Yisprik is because that of the Necha. We learned in the Mishnah that if a barrel breaks, you're allowed to save as long as you don't sponge. And Rashi explained the problem is because the Gzer of Schita. Now, the thing is, the brisa that the Gemara brings that says, similar to Leitrach B'Shemen, says Leispik B'Yayin there too, which there it explains, Shalayas Kedesh Shuayis B'Chor. So this explains, actually, this Shalayispik is a Philly Yeshloy or Besachis, even if it has a handle made out of leather. The Leke Cheshavitzki that does not have a concern about squeezing, still says Tais, also it would be forbidden. In the past, the Gemara explains, Shalayas Kedesh Shuayis B'Chor, that you don't do it like the way you do it in a weekday type of thing. Tais explains that that is also the halacha of a babat shalispik of the wine, not like Rashi because it's chitim. Ketinik says master begins with the gemara malakad al yad va'eichel. You gather one by one and you eat it, which tells you actually not to have the gears of aichel. Because the gemara quote of Rashi said that if, let's say a person's fruits spill out into the courtyard, he gathers one by one, he eats it, but not into the basket. They shouldn't do it the way it does during the weekday. So it says near deligasinan va'eichel. Really, we should not have the gears of eating it because that sounds like the only way you're allowed to gather is if you eat it right away. So it says, no, but the case saved because the end of the price says, could be not put into the basket or into the box. Mashmah the Hanach Dafkes, you're only specifically putting it into the large containers. That's a bit of a Shemot Duchad because it's a weekly type of a thing. Abotef Kapai, but into his palm, that would be sure, that would be permitted even if you don't eat it right away. Tinnik says, Master begins with the Gemara Rebbe, he says, Halach Rebbe Yehuda, B'Shapes Halach Rebbe Yehuda, by other produce. Which just comes to explain that this Rebbe Yehuda said that regarding in the Gemara Beya, that we had a machlekes or Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda that regarding the switch around of the shittas, who's that going on? Is that going on our Mishnah? Mishnah Masechta Eivin, because we learned in the Mishnah that says you can't squeeze out payers. If it goes up by itself, it's going to be also because Gzeir Shem Yischa. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it depends. If it's for eating purposes, then it's permitted what comes out. If it's for drinking purposes, then it's going to be forbidden. So Taisa says, "Bereish b'natas bay." In the beginning of the beginning of Alz, the Gemara they discuss the bay should not be umptus. That's forbidden. Birchan holds the reason is because gzera because of mashkin shazaba, which has a similar type of mechanics. Good soon you might come to squeeze it out. Now Rabbi Yechon and Rambam Rabbi Yehuda breathe. So Rabbi Yechon asks a contradiction based on that. Tznan we learned in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says, "Maloichan ayitzman if it's for the food." That's what you want it for. Then the juice that comes out is going to be mutter. Im lamashke b'chulu, like we say in the Mishnah. But if you want it for the liquid, then it's going to be forbidden. Says Rabbi Yechon Amos. So you see, kol la'ichlin whenever it's for food, for eating purposes, uchel di'ir for food. The liquid that comes out is like a part of the food that was just cut off. We don't view it as a beverage, and there's no concern about mashkin shazavu. And that says Rabbi Yechon Merimin, but that seems to be contradicting from the Mishnah Masechta Zeirvin. The Mishnah says over there, the item more Rabbi Yehuda says regarding Rosh Hashanah. That we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now a person wants to fix his tevel, so you're not allowed to generally separate Shumas and Ma'aser Yamtov because of Masakin. So what should you do? So that's as you read the Masna Odom Al Kol Shal Pesach Yamtov. What you do is you stipulate regarding the basket of produce you have on the first day of Yamtov, and V'Oichla B'Sheni then you eat it on the second day of Yamtov. Where Marashach, you say if today is a weekday, then it should be now, and then tomorrow you could eat it. If today is Yamtov, then okay, it should take effect the next day. And the chembeishan al debrishan sotav egg is born on the first day of Yom Tov. Eichel b'sheni eat on the second day. Now the inference is b'sheni in only on the second day, b'rishan live on the first day not, because b'sheni al debrishan sotav is going to be forbidden on the day that it's born. Now, from Rabbi Yehuda's words, Rabbi Yehuda has a difficulty. We see according to Rabbi Yehuda that b'sheni al debrishan sotav is aser because, like Rabbi Yehuda understands that halacha is called mashkin shazavu, even though the chicken itself does stand to be eaten. So that contradicts the premise that we say that it's just uchel difres. So that's a contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Mechlebes Hashita. Says, you got to switch around the opinions. That you got to switch around Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbanan. Because it's a contradiction. Now, and that's his taste. But what you have to say is that he, the Masna Adam, that Mishnah, Masna Adam, that's the one that you have to switch around the opinions. Meaning the Mishnah Masechta Eivin. Because the E, Masnitin, because if you think it's going to be our Mishnah that Machlev, then you can switch that one around. That is that Rabban hold that if it's Oymel Achila, it's going to be Mutter, it's going to be Aser, the way we have it in our Mishnah. Im Kain says, if that's the case, then this that we say over here that according to Biecha, Halach is Rabbi Yehuda, Havalei Leminka Rabbanan should have said that Halach is Rabbanan because you're switching around opinions. Havalei Leminka should have said Halach is Rabbanan with Shapers, Halach is Rabbanan with the Shapers, because Rabbanan, they're the ones that hold that Amachin is going to be Mutter. That's VP Rabbi, therefore that's the proof that the one we're going to switch around is the Mishnah and Avon, not our Mishnah here, Mesetis Beya. Although, like we see, this contradiction of Biecha says, Yad Mukhlab is a sheet, that proves that it's not our Mishnah. Says Taisus and Belinir, but to me it seems that Philip Apach Masnit, no, even if we switch around our Mishnah, us and Shapi would still work out that we didn't say quote unquote Halacha Rabbanan. Why not? Ultimately, that is the opinion that we want to say of the Rabbanan. Says Taisus, because Ke'in Shemitinu, the Baba Kama. The Perak HaGazel Kama in Dav Tzavi Bavman Beis. It's not like the Mishnah taught Gazel Behema Behuk Chisho. But someone steals an animal and they got weakened. Avodim Veskinu stole a slave and they got elder. Misham Chazakzil, you pay at the time as it was at the time of the theft, because when it gets weaker, that's a shinui, and then therefore the thief acquires the animal and the slave at that point, and therefore he has to pay as it was the higher price when it was stolen. And Naomi says, well, by Avodim, he says, by slaves, Aymalik, you tell me, Rishachol of Anecha, here, what's yours is in front of you, and because slaves are compared to ground, and ground is not stolen, therefore he could just give it right back, even though it's a lower price right now. The Gemara says, "I'm Rav Chanina Bar Dimon Rav." It says, "Allah Gemara, Allah Gemara." Parak the Gemara asks, "Rav Shavik Rabban, Rav Gemara, but who? What Rav leaves the opinion of the majority of the Rabban, and he does like Gemara, etc." At the Masik, he told the Gemara, "Good, the Rav, no, must need Nepras no. He has a different Girsa, which is like Rabbanan, that they're the ones who say Mavod Misa Rishol Chol Panecha." One exists. Says, "Ami, you see, Abba Bishal Yishan the Mustin, even though he learned his mission and his Girsa." That it's Machachom, I'm the sages say about them that by slave them, Larishal Kovanacha, that you could say what's yours is in front of you. So if that was his gear, so he should, his word should have been Halachak Lechachom, because that was his gear. So Falahachi Nokadremeh, still you see that he says the words, that looks like a mayor. Lafi Mashachem, according to what the others learned in their gears in the Mishnah. Ah, says Taisach, I'm here also Nokadremeh, Rabbi Yehuda, Bishmai, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, although yes, he switched around the gear, so he still says, like Rabbi Yehuda, even though, what do you mean? He switches it around. Still, he picked Rabbi Yehuda because that's how the others have the girsa. So he says, no, he actually could say that the girsa is that we switch around our Mishnah. And he came to the Shiloh Parakam in the Sukkah. So we find the end of the first Parakam in the Sukkah of Yitzhak and Bezin Tavik, in the Mishnah. If someone makes his Sukkah like a hut, which is that there's no roof, it's just that the walls are on slants. Shabbalazah Paisley says that's going to be invalid because no roof. I'm going to say, no, it's going to be valid. I mean, the Gemara, we say in the Gemara, by Ashkelon, Reza by accounted, Rabbi Yosef, the gun to be killed, because I'm a sukkah, he was sleeping in the bridal canopy, in the sukkah, Malay, he says, come on, who's that like? Rabbi Eliezer, it's like Rabbi Eliezer that he holds that if you make a sukkah like a trip, it's going to be invalid, meaning it's not considered as oil, and therefore, since there's no roof, therefore, it's not considered in the way between the person and the sukkah. Malay said to him, Shabbat, you're leaving the opinion of the majority of the bun, you're doing like a Eliezer? And that Malay said to him, no, Bryce Ibkatan, you live in a Bryce, that's the opposite. That's the Chacham say that it's invalid. And Melezer says that it's kosher. So on that, says Taisus, well, Hashtahoy Lele Hesha Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef should respond to him, who's he like? It's Kerabbanan. Like Rabbi Eliezer. Even the EU Ibkhatan, because that he has the opposite Girsa. Ella rather says Taisus, again, the same idea. Came there, Chashaz B'chamakam. This is how it usually is in Shas, that they say the opinion that the other ones have the Girsa, even though their Girsa was the opposite. Nearly that appears to me the correct interpretation. So they give two reasons, two interpretations. Why is it when Rabbi Yochanan says that the Gemara Beya Mechlev is Hashita, is it going on our Mishnah, as Pei subsequently says, or is it going in the Mishnah itself, even like he originally says? So next says the Master, begin the words of the Gemara, Halach Rabbi Yehuda B'Shal Pesach, Halach Rabbi Yehuda by the other fruits. Pei asks that if Rabbi Yochanan rules like Rabbi Yehuda that it's permitted by other Peiris, so how could Rabbi Yochanan hold that a Beish Nol Miyamta is going to be awesome because of Ashkan Shazabu? Mishnah taught that you can't squeeze out Paris to take out the liquid, and if it comes out by itself, Tanakama says it's going to be awesome. Rebuta says, well, it depends. If it's for eating purposes, then it's going to be mutter. If it's for drinking purposes, then it's going to be fine. Because the position of Yeshchad. Now, the Gemara brings Rabbi Yechanan that, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, that permits, is, he would permit even by Zeish Manav. And, however, the Halacha falls to Rabbi Yehuda, only by Shah Paris, but not by Zeish Manav. So above this taste is Avgam the Rish Bay, although in the beginning of the second beginning of the Avgam's Rabbi Yehuda makes a Gzeira that Bayesh should not be Yomtim, that an egg is laid on the Yomtim Mishal Mashkin Zabbat, that's going to be forbidden because of this halacha of liquids that it oozed out. But Hachalik goes to Mishal Paris, yet here he does not make the Gzeira by other Paris, and the egg doesn't have Shechita, so it shouldn't be more Chomet than other Paris. That's just tells you if someone you can say is the shach tefillin mevein. It's not true. You can make more this gezer mashkes shadamu by egg, which he says is aser beishon liyantim. Lefishia medisli sachem natanagilis. Although it's not really shechita, but it stands to be squeezed out of the chicken. In contrast, other peiris, which are usually used for eating purposes, they're not used to being squeezed out, and therefore, yes, we would not take us like Reb Yehuda. As Tesa says, because of a derech l'gamachaya, it's normal to go ahead and swallow the egg raw, and therefore that's mashkin shezavu. Other produce, this one called champeris, these other fruits are not standing to be squeezed out at all for the juices, and therefore actually there it would be more lenient. That's Mipi Rabbi from my teacher. Tinnik says, Master, begins with the Gemara, Shemashach men shemen b'chulu, that the oil was mashach from it. She says, what is this mashach? And Tesis explained, resolves a question from a braisa for Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, that they hold that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees even by Zeis Manav. Well, in the Mishnah, like we said, you're not allowed to squeeze out the pears. If it did, it's machlekes. If it's always going to be Asur, or if it's only Aymed Lashtiyam. And the Gemara brought Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, they hold, not like Shmuel, that Rabbi Yehuda permits even by Zeis Manav. Even over there, even though it's generally used for schita, but it's still going to be asr. The Gemara brought a brisa that said that zaysim shemashim and shem vanavim shemashim and yah, which says the mess is going on. It says whether you gathered it for eating or for drinking, what comes as mi'asr? The tutim, the berry shemashach. There it depends. It was hechnis la'ichlin that's gemuter l'mashkin and the stam is going to be asr. That's the opinion of Rabbi Huda. So Tais says Pishbuk and Rashi explains what is shemashach. What does it mean that it was drawn from it? It means zav malin. That means if it oozes out by itself. Where do you find such a word, Shemashach? Like the rivers that are streaming, which they go by themselves. Now, says Taisis, so the Perusha, according to Rashi's interpretation, what you have to say is, when it says that you gather whether for eating purposes or for drinking purposes, what does that mean? Like Rashi says, that's if you originally put it in before it oozes out, that's what told him I was la'ichin olamashkin. Because if it's after that it oozes out, so his intention would have no significance after it already came out. But that dice is bothered. It says vein loshen mashmakin. But the wording doesn't sound like that because it sounds like, as the chronology of how it's mentioned, the mashach is first and then the chnisin happens afterwards. But another difficulty that he has is the imashach may come. It's like Rashi says that this drawing out of the liquid happened by itself. So gabitutim then by the mulberries shemashim and mayim with we're saying that the liquid comes out of it. Havelam shemashchu eshenim shachu. It should have said that it's in the plural. The ma'im chamakim l'sharam, because we're saying on the water always, and you're saying the water comes out, is always in the plural. Vaykash l'ri, and additionally, the ri has a difficulty, is as imkain, if that's the case, that we're talking about that it oozed out by itself, sahach b'rais habatiyut the Rav Rabbi Yechanan. So this b'rais, and then his reputation of Rav Rabbi Yechanan, because the Amar Le'el, they said, chalk Rabbi Yehuda, b'zeis manav n'Yehuda, disagreed, but also even by olives and grapes, if it's Amar Le'el, it's going to be mutter, the achmash me'er, it sounds like the b'zeis manav n'Yehuda, that by olives and grapes, he agrees, that's going to be awesome. So Elan Nir Lari rather appears to the read the Mashach, this drawing is not on, like Rashi says, on the liquid. It's Adam Koy, it's on the person. And what it means to say is like this. Vesachtim Tchila, yeah, as in the order sounds like, he first squeezed it out. Veshuvich Nisan. And after it was squeezed out, then he gathered it and they flowed by themselves. The Hashta, that now the Rav Abir and the Sabi Chalak Abir, the position of them, that they hold that he disagreed even by olives and grapes, that Tais is bothered. And the price you see, the position of them, Abir, the agrees, unless it says, no, no kedavka moshach, the reason why it says that moshach, which is the ikal mechash tfei, that you have to be more concerned, the mayav dait and liskin mashka, that you have to be concerned that maybe he's given his consciousness, his intention to squeeze out the liquid, achashach nisnam lachila, even after that you had gathered it for eating purposes. Why? Because he already squeezed it out to get the liquid out of it. Halay mashach. But you're right. If he didn't squeeze it out, but it came out by itself, then we wouldn't be concerned. Because yes, like Rabbi Meir can hold. Now, according to Shmuel, that he said that he actually held that the Rebbe does agree by olives and grapes. Not a mashach. So why are we saying mashach to them? Mishmar Bussa, they're trying to remind to tell you the chiddush of the mulberries and the pomegranates. That's fill a mashach. That even if he squeezed it first, like we explained, the quantasis is going on the person. If it's leichlin, but if he gathered for eating purposes, hayetim muta, what comes out is going to be permitted. That's mipi rabbi. So Taisi explained the mashach and the brice is going on. It means squeezing it out on the person, not like Rashi, and therefore we understand why the brice is not difficult to Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Why we see it seems to be the Yehuda agrees. It's only agreeing when he squeezed it out. But when it came in by itself, he would still disagree and hold that it would still be permitted if it was leichlin, even by zeis manav. Shem Lech says, Master, the words of the Gemara, Cholav Isha, the milk of a woman, Metam L'Ratzim, Mishal L'Ratzim, that is, has a tum of Mashkin, whether it was desired or not desired. Which the Gemara brought a Mishnah that brought a Machlekes regarding the Cholav Behema, but by Cholav Isha, everyone agrees that it's one of the seven liquids, it's Mekabel Tumah, and that was whether L'Ratzim or Shalei L'Ratzim. Cholav Behema, the Talmud Kama says, is only going to be L'Ratzim. What bothers Taisa is, any beverage that originally you desired that it should be over there. So, even though at the end you don't desire it, but, or let's say the other way, the end was that you wanted it to be. Initially you did not want it, still, it's going to go ahead and make the prepare the fruits to be vulnerable for tumah. But here we don't differentiate whether it's in the beginning or the end. So it's basically dummy rats in the hasan, lots in the hacha. That ratsan over there is not the same ratsan that we're mentioning over here. The hasan by there, it's talking about b'shas nevilas nalzram regarding falling on the seeds on the food item. Shehein l'ratsan, that has to be desired because the bein and yutin dummy dechid, and we need to have where the pasuk says it be placed has to be similar to as when you're actively placing. Which my yutin the nichli, just like when you're placing it, something that you want. Av yutin the nichli, also even when it happens by itself, it has to be something that you want. Aval hacha, and that's what we say, that it has to be either beginning or the end. Aval hacha, my b'shas pisur min the isha, min the behemah. Here we're talking about when the milk is separated from the woman or from the animal, that we need to have that the intention has to be that you want to make it into beverage. There's no room for differentiation regarding the beginning or the end. The next says, not to begin the words of Gemara l'ratzen, mishal l'ratzen, if it's desired, and even if it's not desired. Which place has a difficult rational interpretation that he explained that from a pasuk of a tiftach has never chal b'tashkeu. Gemara brought the halacha of the mission that regarding the woman's milk, that is one of the seven liquids, and it's not coming to whether the l'ratzin or shalei l'ratzin, but the milk of an animal is only going to be l'ratzin. Rashi explains, why is the milk considered as a machshir? Because milk is called a machshir, like it says in the pasuk of Tiftach, achal b'tashkeu, and Rekiva disagrees, and the old achal b'heim is even going to be also shalei l'ratzin. Taisa explains, regarding the Rabbanon, that the woman's milk, we say, is l'ratzin or shalei l'ratzin, says Taisa, in the farshim for some time, like the Gemara explained shortly, why is it the woman's milk metame even shalei l'ratzin? From the dam gavasa tame, because since the blood of a wound is tame, because it's like considered dam chalal miyishte, the chalav dam chayu and the milk and the blood is really the same thing because the dam nekam nasa chalav, because the blood congeals and becomes milk. So the milk is like the dam of the wound, and the blood of the wound is like the blood of a slain person, which is considered a mashke. So therefore, the woman's is going to be considered a mashke even the shalei l'ratzin, like every wound is shalei l'ratzin. Now, based on that, it says, though we don't need what Rashi explains, that the reason why the woman's milk is going to be mashur is mishum dikri mashur, because it's called in the pasuk as a beverage, like it's in the pasuk, that she opened up the flask of milk and she gave him the drink, where you see it's considered a beverage. Because it says, no, you don't need it, because you learned that from Dam, which you learned from Dam Chalal Mishnah. Now, Manila really appears to the read, so the Hadi Itzuk Lefarash Haitam says, why did it ever come up this source of the reasoning of milk being considered liquid from the pasuk, if you don't need it here in our sugya? But you need a beperk dam nida, and the Gemara nida the name of beis gabichol of isha by the woman's milk, where we call it a beverage, where we say because this that you have to explain it based on the pasuk says taisis hanimilu Rabbi Kiva deshmei. That's all in Rabbi Kiva in the sugi. The last time of the preacher that he doesn't hold him with this idea of the milk coming out where of dam nekev nasa chalav. Rather, as we see in our sugi here, because he considers the significance of the milk, which it's fit for a person to drink it, and therefore that's what's in kabbalah to chalav behima. So for him is what you need to have it. You don't have it, obviously, from the idea of Dam Nekav Nasa Chal, because then he wouldn't have it for his Kabbal Chayim for Chal Behima. For him is where you need to have the puzzle. Or says Tzilman de Lesley Dam Nekav Nasa Chal, or according to the one that doesn't hold that it's what the blood congeals and becomes milk. According to that opinion, is we also, so you don't have that svar, then you would have to come into the puzzle. But says Tzilman de Rabban, Nishmait, but for the Rabban of Ar Sugya, this Tanakamo, Loitara, you don't need to have the puzzle of this the tiftach has not a chalav b'tashkeu. In the previous, like we explained, l'chalav isha for the woman's milk, el davka rather that it's latamai, meaning to consider it as chalav as milk of behema for an animal l'ratzin when you want it. With that, you can not learn it from dam nekav nasa chalav, because like we said, the dam behema does not have dam chalav miyishta. That's where you would have to have this pasuk of a tiftach has not a chalav b'tashkeu. That would be regarding chalav behema from chalav isha. You don't need to have, like Rashi says it, from that pasuk, because as you know, from Dam Nekav Nasa Chalav, which is from the Dam Agefa, which is from the Dam Chalav Mishnah. That is Mipi Rabbi interpretation from my teacher.